Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all that do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Do you remember watching a beautiful sunset? Maybe thinking back about past sunsets, looking forward to the sun rising. Our text is such a sunset. A sunset on the Old Testament foretelling the rising of the sun on the New Testament. The sun setting on the Old Testament foretelling the rising of the sun on God's eternal day, in which the sun will never set again. You know, there are times when people dread a sunset, being enveloped by the cold and the darkness. And in that sense, every sunset is a reminder of what our text declares, that the day of the Lord is coming. A day of the Lord that will envelop in darkness and cold all who are described in our text as the proud and the wicked. The proud, those who are relying on themselves and not following the Lord's call to repentant faith in Christ, perhaps claiming, as recorded in 2 Peter, all things are just going to continue as they have. Nothing's changing. Where's the promise of His coming? And yet again and again, the Lord has brought a sunset on such pride, enveloping them in not so cold darkness. Where the wicked, those who continue in sin without repentant faith, perhaps saying, surely He's a God of love. He'll bring peace for me. And yet again and again, God has brought a sunset on such impenitent wickedness. The only people who can enjoy a sunset are those who know the sun will rise again. The people that Malachi was directly addressing had come to church with their offerings were shown. They were confident that they were not among the proud and wicked, that the sun would rise for them. And yet God's warning declares they are about to be left in that not-so-cold darkness as the proud and the wicked. So how then can we know that we're not among those such self-confident who would be left in the not-so-cold darkness? Only by following the Spirit's call to repentant faith and looking on to the rising of that Son of Righteousness who comes with healing in His wings, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus' coming is described in our text. Verse 1 says, behold, go on looking for His rising. His coming is pictured as the sun breaking over the dark horizon and filling the darkness with His light. driving away the cold with His warmth. For He comes with healing in His wings. He came to obey God's law in your place. He came to take upon Himself the curse that you and I owed. And in doing that, to give us His own righteousness. Jesus is thus the Son of Righteousness that burst into the darkness of this world where you and I were bound in the fetters of the curse of the law and its constraints upon us. But He came with healing in His wings, fulfilling that law of God to give you His own righteousness. And thus, Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, says to the ungodly, to me, to all who have failed to keep His law perfectly, my righteousness is yours. Here's the healing that gives life to our souls, everlasting life. He is bringing that healing then and setting us free from the bonds and constraints of the law. And so you and I can be, did you catch that other picture in the text? Can be like these calves that are set free from a stall they've been penned up in all winter and go frolicking into the pasture, kicking up their heels in delight at the warmth of the sun, kicking up our heels, not in that self-confidence that will end up leaving us in the not-so-cold darkness, but kicking up our heels in the delight in this Son of Righteousness whose healing gives us every confidence. For He came to die your death to give you His righteousness so that lifted up on His healing wings, we can be a part to that sunrise of the eternal day where the sun will never set again. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 628, stanzas 1 and 2.